How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello, and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with Susie Ruffle and Tom Allen.
This week, we will be talking about fashion.
Ooh, fashion. I think that's the song.
Oh, is that the song?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking the one that used to be on the Gok Wan programme where he used to go around a shopping centre and make those women take their clothes off.
And then cry. And then cry. They would always cry.
Always would cry. And they do that thing where... Oh, no, that was Trini and Susanna when they'd hold up the camera with their partner behind a, like... a sheet to see their shadows, and they'd have to like film each other's bodies.
Yeah, and be like, oh, it always makes you feel really bad about yourself. It's like, look, look, this week you've eaten a horse. You're disgusting.
Take
Cheryl.
Off your clothes in blue water.
Yeah.
I
prance around in your underwear, and it'll make you feel good about yourself.
Oh, goodness. I was in a hotel the other day.
Go on, clang.
Thank you. Jury's in, if you don't mind.
Nottingham.
Maybe, yes. And, I was just getting ready and I turned slightly to the side and I was like, oh God, like, I really have to have a six pack. Otherwise, I'm just not happy. But I've never had one, but I feel like it's not good what I've got at the moment.
I think it is. I think you've lost weight since about 2-3 years ago, haven't you?
Yeah, I've definitely lost weight in the last.
Since you went to the gym.
Months. Gym.
Swimming.
Swimming, constant state of fear and anxiety.
And you're very good at not having bread.
You say that, no, but I have binges.
Right.
I try and give up. I mean, I don't think I'm alert. Although someone at the gym did say to me, everyone's a bit gluten intolerant.
Oh, no, I've got no time for those people.
Well, exactly. I'm intolerant of those people.
Yeah, like, we're all like, oh, do you remember the good old days when people used to just
white bread,
with
a bit of King's Mill.
Oh, God, loads
King's
of butter.
Mill ham sandwich.
With salt on. Oh, yes, please.
Did you put salt on a ham sandwich?
I'd put salt on everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in my house. We never had, like, we would always be like fish fingers, chips and beans.
Oh yeah, we'd have salt on. Yeah, we'd have salt on dinner. But I thought, like, did you have salt on
a sandwich? Probably.
Oh, I see.
Bit of salt and pepper.
Oh, it is nice on a turkey sandwich. Oh, I just think it's the best.
Next day after Christmas, commonly known as Boxing Day, but we can call it next day after
what
Christmas.
We like to call Boxing Day. It is. Oh, it's a great.
What is it called, Boxing Day?
Now you just banged your microphone.
I did.
Made a funny noise.
If that's what you can
because
hear.
Because our normal microphone stands have been commandeered this week because
by
they've been taken
by a Korean hip hop act.
Yeah. Because they're being used at a Korean hip hop act.
We didn't understand either.
I don't understand if it's here. Maybe it's in the studio.
In this studio.
Oh, I hope not. It's too warm.
It's very small in here.
Sorry, Soz, what were you going to say?
I don't even know. Why is it called Boxing Day? But
Boxing Day. Now, I do know this. I think it's because something to do with giving boxes of money or presents to the poor. Something to do with rich
the poor.
People and the poor, or the Queen and the poor. Boxes are like a. Oh, is that Maundy Thursday? I don't know. I don't know for sure, but I think it's something to do with the poor.
Guys, make sure you tune into our Christmas special. We'll definitely have the answer then.
I think it's something to do with the Feast of Stephen. It's St. Stephen's Day as well.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen.
See? Yeah. And it's something to do with... I don't... No, fashion.
Fashion.
Sorry.
Well, we're talking Westfield. About fashion, guys.
Gok Wan, take off your clothes in Westfield. All of that business.
Put up their pictures on a massive... building.
Oh, put up your pictures on a massive building and then people would cry. I'd cry if I had my, you know, bits out on the side of a car park in Crawley or something.
Well, who wouldn't?
Who would?
Who wouldn't?
Would you consider yourself very fashionable?
I would consider myself someone that has an interest in fashion, yes.
Doesn't answer the question, Susie.
Well, I think I'm fashionable to what I think.
I think you are.
I like a certain type of fashion.
Which is?
I like slightly androgynous.
Slightly androgynous, yeah.
Cool, chic, fun girl, out on the town. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves her. Everyone loves her. She's just a cool girl. She's just getting on in the world. She's just making her way.
She's just a cool girl.
She's a cool girl. Just a cool girl making her way in the world. Trying to do some comedy. Trying to have some laughs. She's a great girl.
She's a great girl. There's a lot of people shouting those affirmations as you walk down the street.
Just
it's great.
Constantly. Hey,
she's a cool girl. She's a great girl. She's a good girl. She's a great girl.
She's a great girl. Look at her. Writing some comedy. Having some laughs. That's who she is. That's who we want to hang out with. That's the positive.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, that's really positive.
It's very positive.
That's a really positive fashion-forward mindset.
Thanks. Tom, do you think you're fashionable?
No, I don't think I am. I think I'm interested in fashion. I'm interested in... I think what I like to sort of aspire to a certain look, and I've always liked suits and things.
But you look great in a suit.
Thanks, Suze. Well, I just want people to go like, he's a great girl. He's just a great girl.
He's just a great girl.
I just want to have fun with. Just want to go out with.
A lot of great girls do want to go out with you and have fun with you, though.
That is true. I've got a lot of great girlfriends. Yeah, girlfriends.
Girlfriends. I'm your favourite, though, right?
Of course, Susie. Thank God. Of course.
Just want to get that recorded.
No question about it.
I think you're very fashionable.
But I think there's also certain looks. I don't know if it's... Is it a male thing? I don't know. But certain looks kind of make a man look like the sort of archetype, I think, that men aspire to. It's very social conditioned, isn't it? But certain in terms of suits, like to have the triangle, so you look like you have broad shoulders and then slim hips.
Mm-hmm.
That's a look that a lot of men aspire to, and I think certain suits kind of, if you sort of wear them in a certain way, that's not fashion. That's just.
But it is fashion. I suppose the triangle. Caring about what you wear, I think. But I think you always look great. I think that you've got a very timeless look, which I think is good.
Slightly out of date, is that what you mean?
Well, you're wearing a stripy T-shirt at the moment. And
I am wearing a stripy T-shirt.
We did mention they were quite the outfit du jour 4, 5 maybe years ago.
They were very much, very fashionable amongst the Matelot community of 5 or 6 years ago.
Matelot, what does that mean?
A sailor. It's a French word, I think.
Look at you using fancy words to try and confuse me.
Well, you know, we're not, you know, I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to hold back on this podcast.
Don't. Show off.
But I did get this in H&M, ham, if you will, maybe 6 months ago now.
I like it. I think it's very good.
I think navy and white, timeless. Timeless.
Sailor outfit. Constantly timeless.
Yeah, wouldn't mind. I wouldn't know what to do on a boat. I've been on the Woolwich Ferry, but, you know.
Still wouldn't know what to do.
But you spend a lot of money on clothes. You go to like proper fancy places like the Cooples.
Oh, I've been to the Cooples. I don't go to... I've got a couple of bits from the Cooples. What? But that's only because I know someone that works in their PR department and I managed to go to a sample sale.
Oh, that's... What are they like, those sample sales? I know someone used to go to them a lot.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah? Is it like a bitchy jumble sale? That's what
I
imagine.
Yeah, it is a little bit like that. See, I like Cooples, but I have an issue with... I used to really like them. But then they dropped their homo...
What?
Advertising. So they used to have... So, you know, they have those really sort of...
Like an old man with a beard.
No, they have those really gauche things being like, oh, Camille and Johan have been a couple for 3 years.
Oh, I see, yes.
So they used to have, like, Marie and Leslie have been a couple for 3 years.
Marie and Leslie.
But being two girls, I know Leslie's a boy's name as well. But Marie and Leza have been a couple for 3 years.
Leslie is such a funny name. Marie and Leslie, yeah, I've been together for 12 years and look at them.
Yeah, but then they dropped it. Rumour has it. To quote Adele, they stopped doing it when they went to the States because they didn't think that middle America would like it.
Really?
So they used to have girls and girls and boys and then girls and boys.
Yeah.
And then they dropped all of their queer advertising, which I really didn't like because I used to love it. And that put me off them for a while.
Because I think as well with clothing, it's such a that was such an easy way to get a bit of attention.
Totally.
You know, because it's so unusual to see.
Cooples
like
is
in a really cynical way.
Like
it's very popular with gays.
It's quite a gay, like they have a lot of women's suits, which I know isn't like strictly gay, but.
No, it's not strictly gay, but yeah.
But it's strictly Borum.
It is strictly Borum.
We're all into that, right?
Of course.
But they have a lot of they have men's velvet shoes. I mean.
Do they have men's velvet shoes?
Yeah.
See, that would be a nightmare in the rain, wouldn't it?
I've got some velvet shoes. They're Marc Jacobs. Oh. They don't really fit. My girlfriend bought them for me a couple of years ago for Christmas. They don't really fit. I wear them occasionally and they really
hurt.
Too
big or too small?
Too small.
Oh, that's a shame. Will they stretch? Does velvet stretch?
Well, they've tried to stretch. I wear them occasionally. They're very nice. I feel like Aladdin in them, though, which I love.
Yeah, I bet you do. Or like a sort of, like a wonderful prince from a fairy tale.
That too, yeah.
But they're not comfortable. No good for dancing.
They're not great for dancing.
Do they have your initials on them?
No, they've got Marc Jacobs' initials.
Oh.
MJ.
MJ, yeah.
In case anybody can't spell. Well, I can't spell, so I feel the pain.
Okay. Did Marc Jacobs has done sort of more kind of queer advertising, has he?
I don't know.
I know people...
Has Tom Ford?
I know Tom Ford is like varied it with like ages. Like he said like old people and stuff.
I mean, the way that you said old was with such disdain.
like old people. But like proper like, you know, oldies.
Oldies.
Looking really like confident and sexy and...
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that, I think again, like it's just a really...
Positive thing.
Yeah, and a really easy way to get attention, which is what...
Because that's my thing with fashion. I think that a lot of it is often quite negative.
Negative fashion? Go on. What do you mean?
Well, I think that, like, you know, obviously, like, it's very easy for me to say I'm quite a slim person, but it's, you know, it's quite anti... Like, I've got a friend that works in sort of booking models, and they call the bigger girls curve models, which sounds a bit...
How would you... But what would you prefer them to be called?
I don't know, but I think that
just
sounds
models.
A bit... Just models, yeah.
Yeah. I suppose
or like plus size, or like, I don't know, it would just sort
plus
of...
Plus size, yeah, that is...
It's sort
weird.
Of... It, I don't know.
Whereas, I mean, I'm generalising a bit here.
Go
but
on.
I feel like, in terms of... I suppose this isn't fashion, but this is more like how people... How things are represented, but with, like, gay identities, like a lumberjack sort of look in a gingham shirt...
Yeah.
Looks great. I'd buy it. Like, there's much more... I think there's that male skew, like, oh, men can look like whatever they want.
Well, also, there's sort of a gay uniform, isn't there, to a degree?
Sure. Like,
there's a number of gay uniforms, like...
I'm wearing one of them.
You're wearing one of them.
Yeah, I'd call this my daytime casual look number
matador.
Two.
Matador?
Yeah,
matador. Is that the word you used, Eddie?
Matador. Matador is more bullfights. I'm not dressed as a matador.
And I am dressed as a bull. So that's where we got confused today.
I would love
today.
It if that was a gay uniform.
Matador. That's
dress
quite
up as
camp.
A matador. I mean, yes.
It's
you could
really
say,
camp.
Yeah, those hats. Like Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, really.
And
this
sort of little, what would you call that? A
bolero?
Bolero jacket,
yeah.
Sort of all in gold.
I really hate that bullfighting. I'm always really pleased when the bulls win.
Yeah, well.
I'm like, yeah, like don't try and outrun a bull.
Sure.
Like, idiot.
Idiot.
Hate
but
them.
Look fabulous.
Look fabulous by all means.
You look good in a matador outfit, actually.
Thanks, Tom. You said the kindest things.
I mean, always remember that I said that to you.
I will.
You would look great dressed up as a matador.
And I'll consider that next year for Halloween.
A great look for Halloween.
One that's just been killed with like a horn through her belly. That would be a great Halloween costume.
I love Halloween costumes that are like that, that are really kind of dark and really like, really horrific. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, I'll do that next year.
Put it in the diary. Bullfighter, question mark.
But yes. There's a lot of sort of, in the gay male community, there's quite a lot of, like you've got your bears.
Yeah.
You've got your bears and you've got your sort of Twinkie boys.
Yeah.
And then what else have you got? Leather? That's
leather,
quite a thing,
that's
isn't
a thing.
It?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, leather's it's a bit beary. It's often connected or often lumped in with the bears.
But do you think that you can... No, I wonder if this is gaydar or fashion, but like, can you tell...
Gaydar or fashion.
Gaydar or fashion.
Gaydar or fashion.
But can you tell if a guy's gay by...
Can you tell if a guy's fashionable?
Can you tell if a guy's fashionable
I love
if he's
it as
not
a
gay?
Euphemism.
Yeah.
He's very fashionable. Oh, is
oh,
he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how did his mother take it? I dread to think. But what, can I tell if a guy is gay from what they're wearing?
Yes.
Well, I think there always used to be that coding, didn't there? I think that is sort of in the sort of tradition of a lot of gay culture. It's like wearing outlandish clothing would be sort of peacocking in a way that was like,
yes.
Hello, I'm one of yours, for some gay people. But I feel like now, in our less kind of, how you say, sort of pigeonholed era, people, it's harder to tell.
Yeah.
The only option you've got is an online app.
Yeah, just to go beep, 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 beep.
Or just go up and ask someone and go, hello, are you gay? Yeah. Are you one or what?
What about those old, they used to do hankies, didn't they?
Yeah.
Different hankies would mean a different thing. What was that whole thing? Do you know about that?
Well, exactly what you just said, I think. Like, in the days before conversation was at a was sort of so easy to come by.
Right.
Easy conversation. I think you'd have a different colour handkerchief to denote what you were into. And I think, I mean, you still sometimes see it in certain, like, leather and fetish sort of communities where they're, like, different, like, trims on the leather.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, I would never know this sort of thing.
Yeah. So I think, but I get it wrong. I think a red handkerchief is into, like...
Can we say this?
I mean, we can say it. I don't know who listens to this. But I think red is, like, proper, like, full... anal sex.
Oh, God, okay.
It's me, I said it. Guys, I'm sorry.
I hope your mum's not listening.
I hope not, too. I'll talk over this bit. and then other... What are the other colours? And then... there are certain ones that are just, like, vanilla.
Yeah.
You know, just little flecks of vanilla, which is, like, not really into anything too
involved.
Too
much. Lovely.
Yeah. Maybe a bit of frottage. Frottage. Not the same as cottage. Frottage is just when a bit of rubbing, I think, up against someone's leg.
Oh, lovely. That's very nice.
Frottage, yeah.
Very nice. See, we lesbians, we don't really have any sort of coding like that.
Do you not?
What I don't know. Tweet in if you know.
I'm sure there must be.
Text me. I'm seeing all my friends.
Susie needs to know.
But...
Yeah.
But there is sort of a... I think there's a certain lesbian look. I'm quite good at telling if a girl's gay, I think.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Do you think... Well, yeah, go on. What is the, what are the hallmarks?
Well, vest and a pair of skinny jeans is quite...
Yeah.
That's sort of quite stable...
Yeah.
Lesbian choice, I think.
Yeah.
But then I think that, like, I don't know, I think I can just tell if a girl's gay.
Oh, really? Do you
yeah.
think? I've never been able to tell if a gay is guy.
If a gay is guy. Well, yeah, it's hard to know sometimes. But
it really is.
There's, yeah, I think I've got quite a good gaydar with girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
It's nice to put it out there sometimes as well and go, hey. What are you doing on Thursday? Fancy a cappuccino? And, you know.
In a lesbian bar in Soho?
Maybe in a lesbian bar in Soho at 10:30 at night. Like, you never know. Like, people... It's an age when, as I always say to people, you know, you don't want to die with regrets.
Absolutely.
That tends to put people off.
Sure, sounds quite sinister.
People go... Well, I always put it like, you know, if you're into trying something, you know, or you might want to try it, you may as well...
Have a go.
Have a go, because you don't want to die, you know, regretting it, not doing it. But then I think people take it as like, yeah, if I have any kind of experience with you, I might regret
die,
it.
Yeah.
Or I might die.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that out there too strongly, Tom.
Oh, yeah, maybe not. But
suits are quite good for lesbians. See, the girlfriend suits. And I had the issue last week.
Oh, yes, the wedding.
We went to a wedding. Not ours. Just a family wedding.
Just that coffee, yes.
And we were... It's a tricky thing. What do lesbians wear to weddings? Because
what do lesbians wear to weddings? A great title for your new book.
My new book on fashion.
yeah.
You press a button and it goes, ooh, fashion, on every page. It's great.
That's all it is.
That's all it does. But, yeah, so we had the, oh, God, which we wear to a wedding, because you don't want to be like, oh, God, the lesbians have put on a dress.
Because that's sending messages, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going like, who are we? Are we comfortable with ourselves? Who, you know.
She kissed me right in front of everyone. She was like, you have to just get on board with this.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like in front of my family, but she was like.
What, the programme? Oh, no. what, in the church?
No, not in the church. In the sort of reception bit. We both got up to go and have a look at the cake, because that's what you do at a wedding, apparently.
Ooh, and go up and have a look at the cake, yeah.
Kissed me right on the lips in front of everyone. Not a snog, just a...
Kiss on the lips.
Just a Holly Valance.
Oh.
And...
What did everyone gasp?
Yeah, pearls were clutched.
Slamming of teacups on saucers.
Someone said Lucifer. It was all really no. It was all completely fine. Obviously, no one gave two hoots, but she obviously.
Well, it's probably good to do. Get it out of the way. Then.
Yeah,
it's out the way.
I quite liked it. Felt like, yeah. But so we didn't know what to wear. So she went for a dress. I went for a suit.
Well, but that is the thing. I think Tom Ford said, you know, the most important thing in fashion is just confidence, confidence, confidence.
I totally agree.
And I think it is. And I think if you look at a lot of fashion designers, they don't tend to kind of be that. They tend to be quite simple and just kind of wearing whatever they feel comfortable in.
Yes, they do.
It's not like, you know, you don't see that many people wearing outlandish things. I'll tell you what's an interesting thing to look at online. I think it's called Advanced Style.
Right.
And there's a documentary about it, about talking about old people. These are older women who live in Manhattan who just really enjoy wearing, like, whatever, you know, just kind of quite avant-garde outfits.
Oh, like
things.
That woman, Iris.
Oh, maybe she's one of them.
There was a documentary about her.
Oh,
and she
yeah.
had these massive, I don't know.
Massive glasses.
Massive glasses, yeah.
I feel like that's it.
Right.
I did watch it, but I can't, yeah, I think there might have been a woman called Iris in it.
Right, because she's sort of in her 80s and sort of fabulous. She gets like pushed around in a wheelchair to these like crazy shops.
Yes, I think so, yeah. And they weren't allowed into New York Fashion Week, so they just did a sort of catwalk outside on the steps and they got like moved on by.
Oh, no, I didn't see that bit. So that might be a different
film. Maybe it's a different film. But like, I think that's, there's something about that. It's just like, wear whatever you want.
Absolutely. I think that I like Steve Jobs quite famously said that he...
Very fashionable man. Lovely. I mean, the Rolex really caught on this season.
The Rolex really caught on. But he wore like a uniform every single day.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was one thing that he didn't have to deal with.
Yeah, Gilbert and George do that, apparently. They just have like hundreds of pairs of the same shoes.
Right. Who's Gilbert and George?
They're two artists. They're gays. And
should I know them?
No,
I mean, if you're listening, hi, guys. Let's lunch.
They're big fans of yours.
Big fans of mine, of course. Sorry.
No, there's no shirt.
There's no shit. But I find getting dressed in the morning quite exciting.
Yes, whereas I think some people don't, and they just love the idea. A bit like Karl Lagerfeld, who's my favourite.
Yeah, love him.
He, like, just has Have you seen that program about him?
Yes.
Where he's just got like 5 million white shirts and then just like a box of like 4,000 rings and then his cat. What's the cat called?
Chopin.
I would love to have his life so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
He just seems really nice though. Like
he seems quite normal. Well, no, he doesn't seem normal.
No,
he seems
quite
nice.
He's the least normal person I've ever encountered.
He seems like a nice person.
He doesn't seem on... I think that's, as well, the other thing I found with people... When I've met people who work in fashion, because I once covered the London Fashion Awards for Net-a-Porter. Clang. And the people there were very nice. They weren't like the Devil's Wears Prada. They were just very hardworking. Just very focused.
I watched the September issue. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I love that.
Loved
film.
It. I don't think that she's a mega bitch. I think she's great.
I mean, I wonder how much control she had over it. But I don't think... Yeah, I don't think she's a bitch. Yeah.
No, I think that she's just someone that knows exactly what she wants. And because she's a woman... She gets labelled as a bitch.
Interesting, yeah. That's. I think you're right, you know, yeah.
I love her.
There was that scene.
I think she's petrifying, but I love her.
But then she was like really, the people she was really supportive of, she was like really generous to. That,
yeah.
I can't remember his name.
The guy that like started designing t-shirts for her or something.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, oh, hi, Anna, hi. And she's like, oh, hi, how's it going? Great to see you. Like in the middle of like in a red carpet thing. And she was really warm to
really
him.
Nice.
But then there was that scene with the daughter when she was kind of going like, and of course she's going to go into journalism, and she was like, well, maybe I just want to be a journalist. She was like, well, we'll see about that.
I loved it when they put all the pictures up on the walls and they'd done like that huge shoot, and she came in and just went, no. No, I do think we are going to have to reshoot, and then just left the room.
Just left the room. Power.
Power, love
it. Grace Coddington, no makeup.
No.
So, but like, that's how she wants to look, and like, what a great statement.
Yeah, absolutely. But I've seen Vivienne Westwood cycling around London.
Oh, yeah, you see her. I've seen her in Mayfield. Yeah, Mayfair? Not Mayfield.
Where's Mayfield?
It's with Westfield, isn't it? I've seen her in Westfield.
Oh, I don't think you have.
I don't think I have. I don't know.
But she cycles her bike, doesn't she? She lives in like King's Road somewhere.
Yeah,
fabulous.
Yeah.
And she sort of looks like a witch.
Yeah, like
which I feel like is a look that she's embracing. I don't think I'm being
go
mean by saying that. But like her hair's kind of crazy, and she's always wearing some. She looks random.
But I think people who do random, so well random.
Sorry, that is a really crap word,
very
isn't it?
Fashionable word.
Oh, sorry.
No, don't, Susie. Please, this is not a place where you need to apologise. This is a safe space. I think that's often the case with people who I really admire. They just like wear whatever they want.
Also, rich people often look like wear like holy jumpers and things because
they
know they've got money. Like I would, because I'm not someone from money, I'd always be like, oh, I want to look really nice and I want to make a real effort.
You said that to your mum, like I'm going out in a jumper with holes in.
Mum, go nuts.
Yeah,
but there is some of the richest people I know will happily go down the road,
happily go in some like scabby old jumper.
And be like, oh, it was my dad's brother's friend's cousins. Like, just buy a new jumper. You've got heaps of money.
Jumper. You live above an H&M on Oxford Street.
But maybe that's how you end up having loads of money.
You just save it on jumpers.
Just save it on jumpers.
It's idiots wasting all our money. I got this
jumpers.
T-shirt. But yeah, I think so. I mean, I think being poor is the greatest affectation of our time. not affectation, but it's a very subversive thing to be in a way, isn't it?
Yeah,
you're
it
very
is.
Ashamed of being poor, but in the
I'm
in
quite
way,
poor. I'm sort of all right with it these days.
Really. Well.
Now, Tom, to finish the show this week.
Oh yes.
I want your top three style tips.
Oh yes, our fabulous format point. Top and bottom.
Top and bottom.
Top styling advice. The best advice I ever got was never save anything for best.
Great.
Which I think is so good. You know, you buy that new jumper or that new suit or that new shirt and you go, oh, I'll save this just for special occasions.
Don't.
And then you wear it twice and then you've never enjoyed it. You've got
and
it, wear
dead.
It the next day and then you're dead.
Dead in a box.
Dead in a box. Wear it the next day.
Always wear. Yep,
always
love
it. Wear it the next day. That's my top one. And what else would I say? No, I don't know. What's your top advice?
I'd say be bold.
Be bold or be bald?
You know that I can't say this word. I can't say the word. See, Tom doesn't have any hair on his head and I can't really say the word bold.
So
I say, it sounds like baldy. like a bawdy. Look, always be strong. Be strong.
Great, yeah.
With your opinions and be willing to look different and embrace that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Do we have any more style tips?
What's your worst style advice you've ever got? What's your bottom style advice?
Oh, my mum once told me to, when I was too tall for a pair of trousers, she put some fringing around the bottom. That wasn't good.
Why didn't you just wear them as a lovely pair of capri pants?
Well, because it wasn't the time.
Portsmouth wasn't a place. It wasn't capri.
Definitely wasn't capri. What's your bottom?
I think...
Chaps? Tom's wearing chaps
my
right now.
My bottom style advice is... Wear chaps. Very, very, forgiving, or very flattering, or what's the worst advice I've ever got? I actually don't like capri pants on a man or three-quarter length trousers.
I tell you what, guys, always wear socks.
Always wear socks.
I don't like it when men don't wear socks with suits. I saw Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
clang.
I don't like that. Where did you see?
He was on stage with Jay-Z. Clang. It wasn't just for me. It was at a sort of concert. I did pay to go.
Sure. A concert, yeah. We know the sort of thing you mean.
Yeah. And he came on in a lovely suit, but no socks, but with shoes. And you just think, surely that's uncomfortable.
Surely
you're sweating.
Surely.
This is a nice, bought a nice pair of socks.
I have a feeling they probably buy a new pair of shoes every day, those boys. Have you thought about wearing your velvet slippers without any socks? Would that make them more roomy?
Maybe. I wear them currently with like a silk sock.
Oh.
Don't mind if I do.
I'm poor, she says.
Oh, I tell you what is another top tip.
Yeah.
New pair of socks for a special occasion.
Oh, that is lovely. A new pair of socks. Apparently, Frank Sinatra always had a new pair of socks. What a lovely luxury.
I think big gigs, always a new pair of socks.
Mm, what a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've run over slightly today. I hope you don't mind.
I feel like there's
Dear
more
listener.
We could cover, but maybe the listener's going, I don't think there is.
I don't think there is. I'm about to get off my tube. I've had enough of you two.
Yes, I'm sure. Maybe this is one to save for a delay. But we hope you've had a nice time listening to us, and we hope you'll join us again for another episode.
Of Like-Minded Friends.
Okay.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.